Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And that was Saints coach Sean Payton from TVG. Now, the reason why Payton was on horse racing's biggest television network is because he was at the Rebel Stakes yesterday, which is a Kentucky Derby tune-up, a $1 million race. He had a horse that he sponsors in the race. That's Oaklawn Racetrack in Arkansas. And I thought there was some irony there in that statement where you have Sean Payton predicting that NFL events won't happen while he's at a major sporting event. He's saying that safety precautions need to be taken that will delay things while he is being interviewed in person at a racetrack. And so that's where we're going to start today. We have to start there. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. The show is called The Pony Express. Great time. There's no bad time to download the app, but it makes total sense right now given everything that's going on. Don't know where you'll be, what you'll be doing in the next few days. Download the app. We're on the air. CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, which is free, which gives you access to CBS Sports Radio and a bunch of our local affiliates who will continue to talk sports, even with the sports world getting stopped or temporarily halted for now as we deal with a national health crisis. Priorities, of course, but sports are a respite. Sports are an escape for a lot of people. We're all interconnected, and it's hard for one thing to go on while everything else stops, and that's the point Sean Payton's trying to make there, and I want to begin a discussion with you about it at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Right now, the big question for the NFL is, should it stay open for business? Should they stay on schedule? Tomorrow is the tag deadline. Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Derrick Henry. Big decisions have to get made. Starting at noon Eastern tomorrow, teams are allowed to negotiate deals with free agents. It's called the legal tampering period. And then those deals officially, more than a handshake deal, can get consummated on Wednesday. Now, Payton thinks it's going to get pushed back. Adam Schefter was on ESPN this morning and said he talked to one source who said, quote, 0% chance the NFL year starts on Wednesday. If you go to the NFL's website, there's no proof. They're acting like it's just another day that ends in Y in their offseason. Rankings for NFL draft prospects, mock drafts, top free agents that are available, the latest news on them. They're still promoting a free agent frenzy show on NFL Network that airs Monday at 9 a.m. NFL's website, the only proof that there is a national health crisis going on right now is an article about the Falcons owner, Arthur Blank, paying employees who will miss work and the Pro Football Hall of Fame temporarily shutting down. The NFL's website isn't confirming. They didn't even write an article about what Sean Payton said. In my opinion on it, and I want to hear yours at 855-212-4CBS, should the NFL stay open for business? Should we still have free agency? Should we still have trades and moves getting made right now? 855-212-4227. I will say this is a very fluid situation. It changes by the hour. And all it's going to take is one person inside of football, inside the NFL, to test positive for everything to change. So I'm going to have to preface my comments with that. If a scout or an assistant GM or a GM or a team president or a team owner, a head coach, if they test positive, I think just like we saw with the NBA with Rudy Gobert, I think the NFL at that point would be forced to stop. But I think as of right now, the NFL should proceed with its offseason. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk has an article up about this. He thinks it would be, quote, tone deaf for teams to negotiate with players starting on Monday. He thinks it's tone deaf. I think business is continuing to get done, not just in the NFL, but in real life. I think a lot of you who are listening to this conversation right now will probably still have to work tomorrow. Now, the way you work is probably different. My guess is some of you are going to have to stay home. But a lot of companies, a lot of corporations, a lot of businesses are making decisions, making adjustments, calling audibles, finding ways to continue to work from home. You know, technology is to a point where you can have a quote-unquote face-to-face conversation with somebody on your tablet or your phone. And a lot of business is still going to continue to get done that way. So, as far as, this is just my take, we've got a health official in America saying today from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease that, you know, it's a good idea to limit social interaction, to stay cooped up, to stay inside. We also have health officials saying that this is probably going to get worse before it gets better. Business can get done without being in person, and it's a little bit different. Physicals can't get done. But I think teams have had months to prepare for this. The Super Bowl was a month and a half ago. Teams have done their due diligence. They've done their homework. If everything needs, like any trade or any signing, if it has to get done with a pending physical label put on it, so be it. So be it. I don't want to downplay the significance. I'm not one of these truthers or somebody out there that doesn't believe that we're dealing with a pandemic. But I think the stock market's still going to be open on Monday. I know a lot of local companies. I'm in Pittsburgh, our CBS Sports Radio studios here. I know a lot of businesses. I know our company is going to continue to stay on the air. We're going to continue to air commercials. We're going to continue to talk to sponsors. We're going to continue to talk to advertisers. So I see no problem with a team having a phone conversation or emails being exchanged or FaceTime conversations, texts being shared, where deals get done. I don't think that's bad optics, because I don't see a shutdown everywhere. Now, I think I don't have a crystal ball. I'm also not a medical expert. I'm doing what I can to process the information that we're getting from the World Health Organization, from the CDC, watching what's happened in other places where this is, more advanced. I think it's possible we're going to get to a point where everybody's quarantined and told to stay home. And when that happens, will business continue? I see Nike shut down its brick-and-mortar stores. But I can still go to Nike's website and buy a pair of sneakers right now. And so the NFL absolutely 100% has to shut down player visits and physicals and in-person meetings. Tom Brady can't be wined and dined right now by teams. He can't jump in a private jet and fly to Nashville or Los Angeles or Las Vegas and do his business that way. It's got to evolve. It's got to change in light of what's going on. But as of this second, I don't think the NFL offseason should stop. I don't think business should stop yet. I don't think free agency should be put on the back burner. Now, the actual sporting events themselves, where players are sweating on each other, making contact with each other, those kinds of things, you have to stop. Inviting large groups of people in to watch these events, you absolutely have to shut that down. But the business of football, the NFL is very lucky that it's their downtime, it's their offseason. The games don't get played until the fall. And so maybe you have an opinion on it. Mike Florio says the NFL's tone deaf. Others have said it's bad optics. I want to know what you think. As of right now, the NFL is going to continue to start its free agency, to start its new year this week. Trades can get made. Massive moves that we've speculated and talked about for months. And I think it's going to serve as entertainment, which is not obviously the most important thing in the world. But I think it's going to serve as much needed entertainment and material for sports fans over the next week. So I want to get your thoughts here on what the NFL should do. Sean Payton thinks they're going to delay the offseason. He is informed. He's on the competition committee. He's a head coach. His opinion is well informed. It's probably through talking to people. So I'm not ruling it out that it could happen. But right now, at this given moment, I don't see enough of a reason to stop NFL free agency. If GMs are sick, if owners are sick, if coaches are sick, if players are sick, no NFL players are infected yet. That might change. And when it does, okay, well, then you stop things. And I understand why preemptive measures and precautionary measures are getting taken in terms of things that have to get done where there's a personal interaction. But it doesn't have to be that way with this. So as of this moment, my opinion is the NFL should proceed with free agency. Do you agree, yes or no? Want to get your thoughts here. We can't talk in person. We can talk together on the phone at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What should the NFL do with its free agency? Should it move it back or should it continue and keep status quo? 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help, and they can help you too. It's Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Okay, so we are now going to react here to breaking news. The NFL has approved the CBA. The NFL players have approved the CBA. Vote came in very close. 1,019 for, 959 against. Simple majority, all that was needed. So 60 votes, the difference between a yes or a no. So you've got a pretty divided union here, where this barely passes, really. The difference is one team. 60 players, 53-man rosters. You've got about 2,500 players in the NFL, right around 2,000 votes cast. What are the other 500 players doing not voting? I don't get that. You know, their futures are on the line. You've got a say in it, and they just, I guess, abstained. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Pretty big deal here. So 10 years of labor peace now through 2030, but more importantly for us, the fan, it's more playoffs and more games. More games, a 17-game schedule starting in 2021. And I think the same is true of the playoffs, but I've heard both, that the playoff field could be extended for this year, but it's more likely it'll happen in 2021. So now that the CBA is pushed through, NFL teams know the rules for the start of free agency, which is still scheduled for Wednesday. And teams can negotiate with players. If this thing goes off as planned, we could know Tom Brady's new team and the amount of money he's agreed on Monday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon. The deal can't officially get made, but he can agree in principle with the Patriots, with the Raiders, with the Titans, with the Bucks, with the Chargers, Monday. And some football media, national football media, given what's gone on here, the coronavirus outbreak are saying that the NFL should delay free agency. Sean Payton thinks it probably will happen. Do you think it should? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Here's Trey in Alabama. He's on the Pony Express. Hi, Trey.
Good morning, Andrew. Enjoy your show. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So listen, I think that I'm always one to err on the side of caution, but Andrew, there's a little bit of overreaction here. That old saying, 96.4% of all statistics are made up on the spot. Well, this is a factual statistic. More people have died in the United States from influenza in the last 2 months than have died from the coronavirus. So let's just...
But we know more about the flu than we do about this, and we also see what's happening in other countries that were infected with this before us. So, I mean, I think one thing that I'm going to try to steer clear of is, you know, are you really prepared to debate with me the severity of the virus itself? Are you? What do you do for a living? What's your job? What's your background? I can tell you mine. I've got a broadcast journalism degree. I've got a bachelor's degree. I don't think I've taken any kind of class, any kind of class that would give me a real wealth of knowledge about infectious disease and the spread of bacteria and virus and disease since I was maybe 19 or 20 years old. So that's almost 15 years ago now. I do my best to stay informed and to read and to keep up on everything, but I'm not an expert. So that part of the conversation is going to be a very difficult one to have here today, and I'm really not interested in it. The question I'm most interested in is, you as a sports fan are watching Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA, the PGA Tour, NASCAR have all shut down but the NFL hasn't. You know, no moves are going to get made in the NBA. No trades are going to get made. Nobody's going to get cut. And the NFL is going to proceed business as usual. Now they've got a new CBA, and they have not made it. They haven't canceled free agency. They've not shut down their offseason. They haven't put that on hiatus. They haven't taken a pause. And I think a lot of us selfishly want to see that continue this week because we want sports news. We want stuff to talk about. We want things to react to. And so myopically, as a sports talk show host, selfishly, that will be good for business. But there's also a greater good and a greater cause and something bigger to think about here. Public health. And so I'm mindful of that. I'm aware of that. I just do not see right now, from a public health standpoint, why the NFL offseason would need to be stopped. Bad optics, tone deaf, these are all subjective terms that are getting thrown out there. This kind of business can get done without person-to-person contact, without handshakes, without hugs, without the things that spread the virus. So I would like to see it continue. And, yeah, it would be millions of dollars theoretically changing hands while a lot of us are fearful of hard economic times. That would not be the first time something like that happened in our country while we were in a recession where the lower middle class were bearing the brunt of it and sports were trekking on and guys were still getting paid millions of dollars. That's happened before. So this wouldn't be the first time, and it absolutely won't be the last time. So I'd love to get your take now. Sports fans out there, driving around, still love to hear from you. As we look at the NFL and what they plan to do, continue with their offseason, continue with free agency, with the players approving the CBA today, want to get your calls in, want to get your opinion heard. At 855-212-4CBS, that's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio, I'm at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. If you don't think the NFL should continue with free agency, what is the compelling reason to stop it, to halt it, to delay it? 855-212-4227.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
And so many of you listen while you're commuting, maybe to church services or running Sunday morning errands here on CBS Sports Radio. And look, these are different times. Things are changing. So I recommend right now, if you haven't already done so, download the radio.com app. That way you can listen on your iPhone, Android, smartphone, whether you're in your car or at home. And your smart speaker can play CBS Sports Radio too. So many shows, Jim Rome, Pat McAfee, Damon Amendolara, Tiki and Tierney, still scheduled here. So please download the app and listen today. CBS Sports app as well, another place you can listen to CBS Sports Radio. I'm your host this morning, Andrew Filippone. The show's called The Pony Express. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio. I'm already going through withdrawals. I'm already catching myself going to the CBS Sports app and looking, toggling around for scores. And it occurred to me just last night how often, how much I did that. How often I did that. You know, it's amazing when something is taken away from you, you realize how much you took it for granted, maybe how much of a crutch it was. And for me, you know, I think on an hour, on a Saturday during college basketball season, I'm looking for updated scores all the time if I'm someplace that keeps me from watching games. And so that was me like about a dozen or so times yesterday going to my sports apps. Oh, wait, there are no games. You're like it like a habit, like a habitual action, like instinctually my brain kept telling me, hey, go see what's happening, even though nothing's happening right now. And it won't be that way for weeks, maybe months. And that's why I want to see the NFL offseason continue. We're still going to talk to friends. We're still going to text our coworkers. We're still going to have to deal with our bosses. And I think for now, with the CBA ratified by the players today, I think for now, the NFL should continue to conduct business. I think it's good for everybody. I think it gives us something. And look, maybe you're in a place where I'm in Allegheny County, which is in western Pennsylvania. We've got two confirmed cases. Based on what's happened in Europe and in Asia, it probably will blow up here in the next week or two. And maybe when that happens, my opinion will change on this. Maybe when somebody inside the NFL tests positive for coronavirus, which is likely to happen, my opinion will change on this. But as of right now, I'd like to see NFL free agency. I'd like to see what happens with tags tomorrow. Now the Cowboys can't tag two guys. They got to make a decision. Prescott or Amari Cooper. I'm still interested in that stuff. Football free agency, NFL offseason matters. Maybe it's because I'm addicted. I've got a problem. I'm still, even given everything else that's happening in the real world right now, I'm still plugged in and interested in this stuff. What is Tom Brady going to do? Saw an article on NBC Sports Boston speculating that if the offseason is shorter, if there isn't as much time to get to minicamp and conduct practices, that it could influence Brady's decision. Now, that's speculation, but that's logical. He won't have as much time to assimilate to a new team. Unless the start of the season gets pushed back, which I don't think any of us right now are ready to predict whether or not that'll happen. Bad optics, tone deaf, the NFL starting free agency this week? Or would you like to see it go off as planned? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Here's Dan on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I just sent a picture to my buddies. The local paper has what's on the air, every day in sports. And all they had was bowling. So I took a picture and sent it to my buddies. This is our options today. So, just as a joke. I mean, we keep it lighthearted. I say the NFL stays what they're doing. I like to talk about it, and it's not hurting anybody right now. I mean, we live in a great country. We'll overcome this stuff. Guys, people come together. You know what I mean? It's going to be fine. We just need to get through a month or a month and a half of some hard times, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, good stuff, Dan. Roger Goodell just put out a statement on the players and the league reaching an agreement, and no word from him on a change of plans. A delay. And, how far would you need to push it back? A week from now or 2 weeks from now, you might not have enough healthy people inside the NFL to start up free agency. You move it back 2 months? I say if you can do it now, you go for it. Here's Steve in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Steve.
Morning, Andrew.
Hey, man.
I agree with you. I mean, the NFL offseason, they can do all that without, coming in contact with each other, really. And by the time the season actually starts, preseason, this could all be over with. But
right.
I got another comment on, everybody fussing because everything's getting shut down. I was listening to the head doctor in the state here Friday on the way home.
Yep.
And he said the reason they're doing that is because of the limited number of ICU units throughout the country.
Right.
If you have, it'd be easy to, we only have like 600 ICU units in the state here. So if if it starts running rampant like it did in Italy, you'll overload the system and you won't be able to take care of all the people that it's actually, you know, really.
Yeah, that's my understanding of things too, Steve, and thanks for listening and thanks for calling in. I mean, you know, that's something that I would not profess to be an expert on, but I've done some reading on it. You know, there have been some great books, and they're sensitive and heavy subjects, but there's been some great books written on the way New Orleans and Louisiana hospitals had to respond to Hurricane Katrina. And, you know, a lot of the issues that were presented to them because of a natural disaster, because of a hurricane, seem to be resurfacing here with this epidemic. But, you know, just like Gobert, until somebody inside the NFL tests positive, then I think you continue. Now, if it were games, no, you'd have to cancel things. I think if this event occurred in October rather than March, the NFL would be left no choice. And I can only imagine the American sports fans' reaction if that happened, but it would be the right thing to do. I see no reason why, take for instance, I'll just name a free agent out there, Jameis Winston. If the Chargers want to sign him to a 2-year, $40 million deal, pending a physical, when everything clears up a month and a half from now, why not? What's the compelling argument against that? Here's Don in Charlotte on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Don.
Hey, Pony. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. Hey,
yes, I'm addicted to sports. I'm so addicted that I had to call you when there's nothing to watch. And I think the NFL should continue. Now, before I get your answer off the air, I just want to tell you, here in Charlotte, they've closed the schools in North Carolina for 2 weeks.
Yep.
But last night, I live in a big complex here. The yep. restaurants were packed. The stores were packed. Women buying clothes like it was Walmart. The bars packed. You get it. But what's going on? Okay, thank you, Pony.
All right. Addicted. Yeah, I mean, I was in Charlotte last year for St. Patrick's Day. I was there for the ACC tournament. It's huge in that city. It's big where I live in Pittsburgh. And there's there was a decree from the mayor here where I live, a ban on large groups assembling, but that doesn't go into effect until tomorrow, which was kind of a bizarre ruling that, you know, it's safe to do it on Sunday right now, but it's not going to be safe tomorrow, which I found to be kind of a bizarre contradictory statement. But yeah, I don't think teams should fly free agents in. I don't think teams should go meet with guys, and that was, you know, that's the way business has been done for years. But we're, like, the world we're living in today has changed drastically in the span of 1 week's time. I was on the air here on CBS Sports Radio, the Pony Express, last Sunday, and we were talking about what LeBron James said, refusing to play games in empty arenas. And we've gone from that, a glib comment by basketball's best player, we've gone from that to pretty much a complete shutdown. There are only a couple things domestically here in the United States that are left. The NFL hasn't shut down because they aren't playing games. And UFC. And horse racing, so three. 855-212-4227. Does anybody want to tell me that the NFL should delay free agency? Let's see what Jerry in North Carolina thinks. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Andrew. How you doing?
Hey, man.
It's kind of strange you got two people from Charlotte calling in back-to-back.
Cool. But, love Charlotte.
But I agree with you. I do not think that the NFL should delay free agency. I don't see a problem with a handful of people on one side and a handful of people on the other side presents a threat to society. If it's handled properly, you can sit in the conference room and everybody sits 6 feet apart.
Well, I don't think they want to put people on planes. I don't think they want to put people through airports. And I know it's private travel for the most part with these guys, so you're not even going to be exposed to big groups that way. But you know, you're coming from a different city, potentially spreading it from where maybe you're from a city like Seattle or New York or the Philadelphia where it's more prominent right now. But I don't even think those kinds of things need to be done in person. Now, what would change it, like you're in Charlotte, if the general manager of the Carolina Panthers tested positive, well, then I think that would stop everything. Because I don't think they would want one team to basically have to make major, and look, a lot of these plans, you know, people do get sick all the time, but we know that this is a totally different ballgame. It's a great unknown right now. And I think you want to talk about bad optics, that would be a bad look if a free agent got sick or a team official got sick and the NFL said, well, we're bigger than that person, so we're just going to continue to, you know, we're going to just trek along here and make do, and we're not going to allow for one person to put our league like at a standstill. I think at that point they would be left no choice. The CBA has been ratified, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about. It's a huge story. It's been a huge conversation for months here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, now we finally have the answer back from the NFL players. We're going to talk about what that means, not only for the players and what they're going to have to do now, but for you, the NFL fan, and how the new CBA affects the way the NFL product will look in the next couple of years here and beyond. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio. You can voice your opinion at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So we do actually, with games being either canceled or postponed everywhere, we do have a massive story to talk about, and that is the players signing up for more football, labor peace through 2030. I'm Andrew Filippone. Thanks for finding us today, wherever you are. We really, really, really do appreciate it. I do, from the bottom of my heart. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!